We have explained that the moon, David HaMelech, and Klal Yisrael all demonstrate the midah of Malchus. They are referred to as katan, small, in the Torah. Each of them do not have their own power and strength. Rather, they channel and direct the power of another. The moon channels the power of the sun, and the reign of David HaMelech was a vehicle for Malchus Shemayim. It was reflected directly through his kingdom. It was all Kiddushim Shemayim. And Klal Yisrael also is a vehicle for all of the goodness of Hashem, all the bracha to come down and be mashpia and to bless this world. The nature of Malchus, we've discussed, is that it doesn't have its own strength. Les lo migarma klum. It doesn't possess anything of its own. Rather, its whole purpose is to be a catalyst to enable all the other midas to actualize their power. And the depth of this, as we've been talking, is that all the midas of Hashem are only there to bring Malchus Shemayim here on this world, to bring recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, to make Gilui Kvod Shemayim. And therefore the Midah of Malchus is the measuring stick and the what actually brings these hashpayas, these powers, these aspects of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's relationship and connection. It is only through the Midah of Malchus that they come down and become realities in this world. And as the same, according to whatever level of Malchus Shemayim they create, is how much they are brought down. Now we express all this when we make the bracha and accompanying psukim of Kiddush Levanim. As we've mentioned, we compare Klal Yisrael to the moon, just as the moon waxes and wanes, and thus channels the energy and the light of the sun to different degrees. Likewise, Klal Yisrael and Golos are limited to in the extent that they can channel Malchus Shemayim, but eventually, with the coming of Mashiach, we will be at our full potential to channel all of Hashem's glory and greatness to the whole creation. And when Mashiach comes, all three ketanim, all these three small things, the moon, the Levana, the David HaMelech, Klal Yisrael, will be restored to their full glory. The moon will be as great as the sun, as it says, V'haya er ha'levanak arachama. Malchus Beis David will return to its full power with the coming of Melech HaMashiach, and Klal Yisrael will reign over the world. And through all of these, Malchus Shemayim will be felt to the full extent. After the bracha of Kiddush Levana, we say, Baruch Yoytzrech, Baruch Oisech, Baruch Kainech, and Baruch Boirech. So Baruch Yetzirch is blessed is the one who formed you. Baruch Eisech is blessed is the one that made you. Baruch Kainech is blessed is the one who owns you. And Baruch Boirech is blessed is your creator. And the first letter of each word spells out Yaakov. Yetzirch, Eisech, Kainech, Boirech is Yud, Ayin, Kuf, Beis, Yaakov, which is a reference to the nature of Yaakov, who is referred to as Katan, and once again symbolizing the Midah of Malchus. And likewise, the next thing you say right after that is David Melech Yisrael, Chai V'Kayim. David Melech Yisrael lives on, which again refers to his heritage, which will eventually be the Melech HaMashiach, his dynasty. The fact that Malchus doesn't have any of its own strength doesn't diminish the value of Malchus. On the contrary, that is the beauty and perfection of Malchus. If you think of a mirror, the whole purpose of a mirror is to reflect perfectly and allow all the light shined on it to reflect back. And if the mirror is smudged or scratched in any way, it won't be able to render a perfect image. If the mirror is slightly colored, it will alter the whole nature of the image. So it's only when the mirror is a perfectly crystal clear glass, then does it have its full potential to bring a beautiful image to your view. And that's a perfect mirror, a beautiful mirror. So likewise, the beauty of the Midah of Malchus is specifically the fact that it can channel the power of Hashem perfectly into this world, because it has no other purpose and self-definition. Any of those, any self-importance, would impede and obstruct the full power of all the other Midas of Hashem in reaching and blessing this world. So it is only through a fully mizbatel midah of malchus that the yichud of Hashem can spread out and enlighten this world.